Of course, Hugh O'Neill has it on a tee. One last time in 2021. Let's light this rocket. We're underway in Vancouver. It's going to go to Henderson, who will take it at his 10-yard line. This attempt for Vogel comes from the 52. His longest is 39 yards. So, they got something on here. And they're going to punt it instead. And onside they're trying kick. An onside kick. And the ball's up in the air, and the Lions have it back. Excellently executed, and it is Katoy who recovers it on the onside kick. Second and six. Scoreless tie here in Vancouver, but the Lions are definitely threatening. Rourke's looked good so far. Takes a step back, waits. Pressure comes, stands his ground, throws to the end zone. Touchdown for BC. Ryan Burnham in the end zone makes the reception. He's got the touchdown, and the BC Lions score first and go up 6-0. Vaughn Smith will also be in motion. The ball's going to be pulled away from Fletcher. Cornelius will move it to the other side. There it is, intercepted on the far side, coming back the other direction now for the BC Lions, and moving it across the 40, cutting to the inside now is Marcus Sales with it. He'll pitch it back, and the Lions defense will then bring it to the 20, cuts inside and inside the 10 before finally being taken down on the play by the Elks. But man, the Lions have executed a couple of tricky plays so far to perfection, and that was TJ Lee at the end of that play carrying the ball all the way inside the 10-yard line, and Rourke, who often runs the short yardage situation, starting tonight, stays in, and he'll go under center for this one and takes the ball himself, tries to dive in, and the extra effort, the push from behind topples him into the end zone. I think that was Brian Burnham who got the final push. Won't get credit for it, but if they gave out assists, he'd get one.
Yeah, he would.
Makes his deep drops like that with authority. Throws a bomb downfield. This one's intercepted, though, and the Elks have it as Aaron Grimes finally gets his interception. Here's another throw and another interception. This one is picked up by TJ Lee by the Lions. He comes across the 40 before he's taken down. Now he relays the ball back as he was going down, and it is moved up by Johnson, the cornerback, who moves it forward. And interception number two in this game for Taylor Cornelius. Butler to the right of Rourke is... stamps his foot, starts the motion. He's going to take off himself after a fake pitch. And Nathan Rourke's got a pair. BC Lions now up 20-0 on the Elks. Cornelius drops back, waits, and throws. He's going deep, and it's intercepted. Again, and brought back close to midfield by the BC Lions one more time. And Whitehead's in motion, moving to the right side. But now Rourke's going under center on this. Takes the snap. He'll take off to the left side now. Cuts inside. And that's three touchdowns on the ground for Nathan Rourke. And the lead goes to 26-0. That drops at the 30. Brought around across the Whitehead. 35 to the 40. Uh-oh, Whitehead's got some space. Here he goes, and he's going to go all the way to the end zone. And that's injury to insult right there. From the 52 on their own side of center, here's Prukop. Dances a bit in the pocket now. He wants to go deep, way downfield. And does he have that? What a great catch. Armani Edwards brings it down. Tremendous catch deep. And the Elks will be deep inside BC territory. Takes the snap, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown Elks. Antler up Edmonton. The Elks are on the board. Jalen Tolliver with the reception at the back of the end zone. And the Elks have their first points of the game. Goal attempt. Oh, Dave, I think the damage has been done. That one is up and good. And makes it 37-10 for the BC Lions over the Elks. Field goal attempt coming now from the 44-yard line for Vogel, who is 1-for-1 tonight, 6-for-6 in his CFL career. Ball is pinned. Kick is up. And it's good. 40 points now for the BC Lions. They're up by 30, except for Walter Fletcher, who's to the left of Dakota Prukop. Motion starts. Fletcher hangs in the block, and Prukop's going to throw, and he's going to go straight down the line, and that one is intercepted. TJ Lee's got another one. Field goal attempt is up and good to make it 43. to 10. And there it is. It's all over. A season-ending game that kind of matched the season for the Edmonton Elks. It did not go very well at all.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.